How do you find judging? Do you like it? Is what do you look for?
Yeah,
Are you
I think judging is wonderful, actually. I mean, I've judged short story competitions before. I did a Magical Fiction Prize last year. I also judge scripts because I'm a bit of TV writer. I've judged theatre things. What I love about it is that you yourself as a writer, I think all writers feel this, are only ever learning how to do it. What's sometimes frustrating is that people who are, you know, hope just starting out will come up to you and assume that at some point in your career, and therefore maybe in their own careers, you will reach a state at which you suddenly feel, oh, I know how to do this now, and from now on it's just easy. And in fact, of course, that isn't the case at all. And what I find is that when you're reading people, particularly if they are emerging writers and they're submitting work, what often you find is that you tap into something which is so much more urgent and so much more fresh, partly because they haven't yet got used to the idea that they've written already 74 of these or whatever. And therefore, what I honestly get out of it is that I get inspired by it. I mean, I find that every time I judge a competition, I mean, it's rather selfish to admit this, but I go away and I write better work as a result. I think that there is no such thing as a sort of plateau upon which, you know, certain qualified writers can suddenly write better work than other people. I think that last year, the Manchester Fiction Prize, what was wonderful, and that's a very prestigious prize as well, with a lot of money. And we drew up our shortlist, the other judges, brother and I, and we found that, because we had no idea who they were because we weren't given names, and we found that a lot of the shortlist were established writers, and that the one that we wanted to give the actual prize to was a student, and it was his first ever short story, and it was, we all agreed, the obviously most remarkable thing that we'd read all year. And, you know, he came along to the actual ceremony, and it was very obvious when we met him that he thought, oh my God, well, I'm the one who's been squeezed into this because every other writer around has got tons of credit and they've got their own books out. But he was far and away the one that all the judges, you know, I think all three of us went away and actually wanted in some ways to try and tap into what he'd created. We all sort of felt so inspired by that. So I think that's basically it, really. I mean, I think that being a judge, it's a way of also sort of giving back in a funny way. You know, that the only reason that I've ever been able to get published and to get any of the attention I've ever had in any of the forms of writing I've done is that somebody at a different level of different experience to me at some point bothered to watch out for me and bothered to read my stuff. And therefore, I think I think the only way that writing survives is that you pass that on. It is genuinely good fun to have an excuse to read. I mean, I'm a very, very great reader, and I love reading short stories. And it's just to sort of just get a sort of flavour of people mucking about with the form. And the idea of actually just sort of just being in a position where you can read other people and they haven't got a book out, but this is actually what they're offering, is actually, I think it should be tremendous fun. I always enjoy reading short stories.